We went to grade 8 and then on to high school. Why is there an in-between school today?
Why doesn't Arnold read when he comes home from school?
How much science and math do you teach?
Why do you need shops in the junior high school?
Do you let them be lazy or do they really have to study?
What do they get out of clubs? And things like student councils.
Thank you for your questions. We believe this movie will answer some of them. In the junior high schools, we concentrate on the young teenagers with a curriculum designed especially for them. We help them to bridge the gap between childhood and youth. The homeroom teacher will help answer other questions.
Is there anything on the program you don't understand? Stephen?
Do we come here every day or do we report to our first period class?
This is your homeroom and your official class. Be sure to get here on time each morning. We'll have opening exercises and hear news of important school events. I'll be glad to help you with any problems you may meet in school. Judy?
Then we don't stay with you all day?
That's right. We go to a different teacher for every subject. Your mathematics teacher is Mrs. Jackson in room 307. Your social studies teacher, Mrs. Ryan, will meet you in room 215. Mr. Stone is your science teacher, and his room is 319. For art, you have Mrs. Vaughan in room 313. Miss Arden is your music teacher. She is in room 117. The boys will have health education with Mr. Roberts. And the girls will have Mrs. Williams for health education. During your 3 years in this school, you will have the chance to work in 6 shops. In the ceramics shop, you will learn to make beautiful... Most of you will learn to type. The electricity shop will help you to understand the application of electricity in our industrial world. In the woodworking shop, you will learn to use woodworking tools safely and to construct things for your home. In the graphic arts shop, you will learn the elements of printing and how to use printing presses. The novelty shop will enable you to make projects for use and pleasure. One of the features of the junior high school is its program of guidance services. Your class will meet with your grade advisor in room 202 and a group guidance class 1 period a week. Your grade advisor will stay with your class right through your 3 years in this school. You'll be able to discuss all your problems with her. If you would like to discuss a personal problem, she will be glad to see you privately. Another person you will get to know is Mr. Ellis, the special guidance counselor in this school. He will be glad to help you and your parents with any special difficulty that comes up. That's the signal to get ready for passing. Close your notebooks. The boys will line up in front, girls on the side.
How to write compositions, how to speak clearly, taking part in dramatic programs, perfecting reading skills, and encouraging the reading of good literature are aspects of English language arts programs going on every day in junior high school.
Now we'll practice our choral recitation for the assembly program.
It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. We here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
Developed modern materials in mathematics help teachers make this subject come to life. Junior high school students study mathematics every day for 3 years. Special courses are planned for the gifted, the normal, and the slow.
This is a coil spring which was 5 inches long. We've been adding weights and putting the figures on the blackboard here. Robert, will you add the last 2 ounce weight, please?
6 ounces, 6.5 inches.
These figures and try to find the relationship between L, the length, and W, the weight.
All our students are required to study some secondary school science each year. How science relates to mathematics and to everyday life makes this work interesting. We encourage students to develop individual and group projects and to think critically.
The principle on which a refracting telescope works can best be understood by showing how rays of light act while passing through a convex lens. Can you tell us how a convex lens bends light rays? Barbara?
As the rays of light pass through the convex lens, they are refracted or bent towards the thicker part of the lens, which is in the center. This point, where the rays of light meet, is called the focal point.
Can you tell us what is the focal length? Stephen?
Focal length is the distance of the image on the screen from the lens.
Now suppose we have two lenses, one with a focal length of 10 inches and the other with a focal length of 2 inches. Hold one lens in your left hand and the other in your right hand close to your eye.
The humanities, as well as the physical sciences, are stressed in the junior high school program. Under the name Social Studies, students learn ideas and facts important in history, geography, and government in ways that will help them understand, practice, and appreciate democratic ideals.
How did democracy grow in the New World? For social studies homework, the pupils have prepared questions on this typical unit, designed to give them an appreciation of their American heritage. These questions came up in an earlier lesson and after studying their textbook. The class secretary writes the questions to serve as the basis for class work. Social studies, taken by every pupil every year, covers history, geography, citizenship, and current affairs. How did they establish foreign policy? Under the teacher's skillful guidance, a list of challenging questions is developed by the students. One of the teaching methods used is to form student committees. The teacher helps each committee to develop important study, reading, and research skills. To encourage independent research and the habit of going to authoritative sources, many teachers have established small classroom libraries. Here, from books close at hand and easily accessible, the children secure information for their committee reports. This practice should help them to form lifelong habits of turning to books for any information they need. The children are also trained to use the school library and to consult with a school librarian. In their search for knowledge, the children are also directed to the local public library. As advances in transportation bring the most distant countries ever closer to us, a knowledge of geography becomes increasingly important. Children are taught how to use maps and globes, how to develop map reading skills, to seek and to retain geographical information. Finally, as the work progresses, the teacher administers tests to determine the student's mastery of the subject.
Buenos dias. Today we're going to have some conversational practice, and later we're going to rehearse the restaurant scene for next week's assembly program. ¿Qué tengo en la mano, Kay?
¿Tiene usted el vaso?
Muy bien. ¿Qué tengo en la mano, Elizabeth?
¿Tiene usted la taza?
Muy bien. ¿Qué tengo en la mano, Teddy?
¿Tiene usted el plato?
Excelente. ¿Qué tengo en la mano, Laura? ¿No sabe usted? ¿Qué tengo en la mano, Teddy?
El tenedor.
Clase, el tenedor.
El tenedor.
El maestro.
Big changes are occurring in teaching foreign languages in the junior high schools. Many students now begin foreign languages in the seventh year. Others begin foreign languages in the ninth year. Listening and speaking are now emphasized. A half dozen different foreign languages are taught in various junior high schools.
Buenas tardes, señores.
Buenas tardes, señorita. Queremos un plato español, por favor.
Sí, sí, señor. Un momento. Aquí tiene usted el menú.
Gracias.
Papá, yo quiero un menú también.
Y yo también. Niños, por favor.
All junior high school students study music. Those who seem to have ability or interest are placed on a tryout basis in talent classes in vocal or instrumental music. Every junior high school has a band or orchestra, and one or more choral groups. For the last 3 years, borough concerts have been held. Especially talented youngsters meet every Saturday for additional instruction.
In our last lesson, in deciding on what we'd like to do when we grew up. And so we see our posters on careers. What is a poster? Donna?
Picture and lettering.
That doesn't make much sense, Donna. Can you explain it a little more clearly?
Well, a poster has a symbol of a picture or lettering.
You could even use a picture sometime in making a poster. Who'd like to select a poster there and talk about it? May.
Well, I like the one about the teacher because I like the way that she put her colors well together.
Would you say that it's a readable poster?
Yes, I do.
All junior high school teachers are trained in special subject areas, so that each one can give expert help in every part of the curriculum. This expert teacher of home economics is helping her class to prepare the day's work. In this field, as in all other subjects, it is important to plan efficiently. Everyone has a better appetite when he sits down to eat in a clean, pleasant setting. The food is so good that the cooks enjoy it too. As they eat together, the girls are practicing good table manners and all the social graces that make life happy and comfortable.
Jack, how are your bookends coming along?
Mr. Burns, I'm stuck. I can't seem to figure out how the strips fasten to the bookend.
Well, last week I gave the class a lesson on methods of fastening metal together. Now, I want you to figure this out for yourself. Check your job sheet and then go over to the shop library and look up reference material on methods of fastening metal.
Thank you, Mr. Burns. I'll do that.
Through the industrial art shops, pupils learn about possible aptitudes and interests involving manipulative skills. Learning about the materials and steps needed to make different kinds of objects is related to the complex world of work in our business and industrial society. The boys work with wood, metal, plastics, print, electric wires. The girls learn about the rudiments of millinery work, how clothing is manufactured, and other aspects of the domestic arts. At the same time, they are also learning respect for manual work, habits of safety, precision, and neatness. Sticking with the job till it is finished and accepting responsibility for the careful use of materials and tools have important effects on strengthening a student's respect for himself and others. Initiative and enterprise are rewarded. Many lifelong habits and many careers get started in the projects and discussions conducted in the practical arts rooms of the junior high schools. Girls are taught dancing to develop grace and coordination. They learn the dances of many nations and our own American folk dances. Get acquainted with your junior high school. Join your parents' association. Help us to improve the junior high schools. They are good, but with your help, we can make them better.